שלום לכולם, אנחנו לומדים.
Hello everyone. We'll be reading from the book of Zohar, especially today and on such special days. It's a time to draw the light and to learn together how to organize our general will to be more adapted to the light. And there's nothing better to do than watch Rav Lightman speak about this. Truth be told, yesterday during the meal, I wanted to bring the Zohar, so we'll read that. Everyone was all excited together in one desire, and then that's exactly the time to read something to bring us the light. If a person has some problem, some trouble afflicts him, and with that trouble, he is now in the lesson. He's constantly, therefore, thinking about the trouble, how to get rid of it, how to get around it, how to fix it, right? Because it captures him. And we need to get to such a state. And we know that state. Everyone knows it. In many cases, each and every one has all sorts of inner or external problems with the family, at work, and so on. And then during the lesson, he's connected with us and constantly thinking about his own trouble. So that way, we need to constantly think, as we read, about our trouble, which is, how will we connect? Where is the light that will bring us the connection? Where is the collective concern without which we won't connect? And more of the same. Such thoughts around that core. And to try to bring that to the friends as well. So the concern of one heart transfers over to another. It's actual work. It's inner work with the desires which we now try to, well, begin working with. That's what we need to do. That's the work. The Lord's work, spiritual work. There's no more than that. We need to, every time, arrange our inner collective desire to be more and more compatible with the upper light. Not to correct it, but to bring it to a state where the light affects it. So let's together bring it to a state where the light affects it, influences it. And we're reading from the book of Zohar, Bereshit, part 1.
65, Ma'amar Yehi Rakia.
The article, Let There Be a Firmament, starting with item 61. And although he divided on the second day between the upper and lower waters, as it is written, quote, and God made the firmament and divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament, end quote, the dispute between right and left, which are Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Mem,
ad yom gimel,
was not cancelled until the third day. The third day decided the dispute between right and left through the level of chassadim that emerged on the screen of Tiferet Malchut, which are the third day. At that time, the two lines, Aleph, Lamed, He, Yud, Mem, clothed in one another, and both existed as it should be. Thus, although the upper water, He Yud Mem of Elohim, returned to being upper water already in the second day, the dispute between the He Yud Mem and Aleph Lamed was still corrected only by the third day, which is Tiferet and Malchut. lower water. It's only by their level of chassadim, to Aleph, Lamed, and Hey, Yud, Mem, unites into a single name, Elohim. Therefore, the name Elohim expands to the lower water, Tiferet Malchut, and they too receive those mochin of Elohim. Since any lower one that is corrected for a higher one is rewarded with all the measure of mochin that he corrected for the upper one as well. And because of that dispute, although it is the sustenance of the world, it is still not written on the second day that it was good, since the work had not yet been completed in it, due to the dispute explained in the verse, quote, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide between water and water, end quote. Meaning, Hey Yud Mem of Elohim fell to Zon and became lower waters, Yud Mem Hey. And although it became the sustenance of the world, for had they not fallen to Zon, it would not be conceivable that Zon and the souls of the righteous would have mochin. Still, because the correction was completed only on the third day, it was not written that it was good on the second day. For it cannot be said that it was good regarding an incomplete correction. The upper waters and lower waters were mixed together, and there were no offspring in the world until they were parted from one another. And the upper waters and lower waters were each recognized separately. Then they made offspring.
ואף על פי שהבדלה בין מים עליונים לתחתונים
62.
הייתה ביום שני,
and although the division between upper and lower waters was already present on the second day,
ובין, hey,
there was a dispute between Aleph Lamed, right, and Hey Yud Mem, left. Only the third day decided and equalized everything, connecting them in a single name, Elohim. The third day, Zerampin, is the name engraved in its carving, Hey Vav Hey, to equalize the upper waters, Bina, with the lower waters, Malchut. It is so because Hey Vav Hey is two letters, Hey, and Vav in the middle. The first Hey is Bina. The bottom Hey is Malchut. And Vav in the middle is Zerampin, who comes to complement and illuminate in the two sides, above in Bina, and below in Malchut.
Perush.
Commentary. Since the Vav decided with its level of chassadim in the two sides in Bina, Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem, the Vav itself is rewarded with those mochin too, and gives them to the Nukva, who is Tiferet. And she equalizes with the first Hey. This mark is the splitting of the waters of the Jordan, when the upper waters of the Jordan rose one move and did not descend to the Dead Sea. And they are the first Hey of Havaya, Bina.
The
bottom waters of the Jordan, from Israel and below, descended to the Dead Sea, and are at the bottom, hey, of Havaya, Malchut.
While
Israel, who are Vav of Havaya, went in the middle, between the upper waters of the Jordan and the lower waters of the Jordan. It follows that Israel, who are Vav of Havaya, receive from the first hay and give to the bottom hay.
And
now let's refresh ourselves with another clip from Rav Dr. Michael Lightman telling us how to equalize with the light. The light is at complete rest, and the Rishimot, the records, reveal themselves more and more. And if I'm not in a correct connection between the Rishimot and the light, then I feel sorrow due to the lack of equivalence of form. And that pushes me to seek a solution. That's what's happening to humanity today. And the solution is where we find the formula regarding how to equalize with the light. Equalizing with the light, as we said, means acquiring the quality of bestowal. So how can we want to get there? That's through the group. To actualize that desire, that's through the light. When we read the Book of Zohar, especially the Book of Zohar, as we study, we have to think about the operation of the light on us, to connect together, to raise the Rishimot to a higher degree, to make ourselves more connected to each other, to open up the blocked, reveal the concealed, everything that we want, we need to ask for now, during the lesson. And of course, it's better that each and everyone scrutinize if his desires are following the same line as the light. Otherwise, he might ask for something that's opposite to what the light is about to bestow upon him. And then his request, his prayer, will bring him to the opposite. To the revelation of the evil instead of the revelation of the good. So let's try together to think about our connection and about how the light will affect us, connect us, and there we will together acquire the quality of bestowal. That's a spiritual degree already. So regardless of what the reader is reading, what's important is what we are thinking together. The operation of the light on us, not us, ourselves, but the operation of the light upon us. The operation of the light upon us. Item 63. 5 times it is written, firmament on the second day, and the one who lives forever, Yesod of Zerampin, walks in them and leads the world with them. Commentary. The firmament is a siyum, an end, made in the middle of each degree due to the second restriction. For during the Katnut, it ends the degree below the Chokhmah and takes Binah and Tiferet Malchut outside of the degree. At the time of Gadlut, it lowers the Siyum below Chokhmah back to the place of Malchut and returns Binah and Tum, Tiferet Malchut, to the degree. The one who lives forever, Yesod of Zerampin, in whom there is the force of his siyum, the screen, goes with that screen in his yesod and rises below the chokhmah, ending there the degree in the firmament that divides between water,
Keter,
Chokhma, and water, Bina, and Tiferet, and Malchut. It conducts in them, meaning that at the time of Gadlut, he lowers the ending screen once more, his Yesod, the firmament, to the place of Malchut, and returns Bina and Tiferet Malchut to the degree. Then he leads the worlds and gives them Mochim. Five times it is written firmament, since all that is found in the whole is also found in the elements within it. Therefore, since there is a firmament that divides in the middle of the degree of Serampin, there is also a firmament in each of the five Sfirot, Chagat, Na, in him, for each Sfira consists of 10 Sfirot. For this reason, there is a firmament between them, dividing between Keter Chokhmah and their Bina and Tiferet and Malchut, as in the whole of Zerampin. This is why they are five firmaments. But the 10 Sfirot are essentially only five, Kachab Tum, which are called Chagat Na in Zon. They are all included in one another, and if that dispute of the middle line had not been settled, they would not have been mingled or established in one another. Although there is a special firmament in each sphere of Zerampin, still, all five firmaments are included in one another. Since there is no wholeness of the Mochin except through the middle line. Since on the right line, Chokhmah is missing, and on the left line, where there is Chokhmah, Chasadim are missing. This is why it is dark for Chokhmah to cannot illuminate, since Chokhmah does not illuminate without Chasadim. Rather, only through the middle line, where the lines included in one another and were completed in their illumination from one another. By that, all five Sfirot of Zerampin and the five firmaments in them are mingled into one. Since Tiferet, which is the middle line, unites the Chug into one with them, and to that extent imparts to Yesod. And he unites the two lines, Netzachod, into one, in a way where they all illuminate only because of their unification in the middle line. Five firmaments are 500 years that the tree of life, Zerampin, clings to them to bear fruit and offspring in the world. The tree of life, Zerampin, is 500 years apart, which is five firmaments that Zerampin inherits from Bina, and the Sfirot of Bina are in hundreds. Hence, the five firmaments are considered 500 years. Through those five firmaments that Zerampin receives because of his decision in Bina, he imparts fruit and offspring,
Mochin
and souls to the worlds. And all the waters of Bereshit, meaning all the kinds of Mochin that pour out and extend from Bereshit, who is Ari Hanpin, divide below him, through him. Commentary. As Hanpin himself receives the Mohin from Bina only in five firmaments that separate and divide each degree in him into two, upper waters and lower waters, so when Zerampin gives Mohin and souls to the worlds, they too divide and separate in the firmament that divides between upper waters and lower waters, like Zerampin, under whom and by whom they are divided, meaning that they too divide into upper waters and lower waters, like him. King David, the Nukva, receives everything from Zerampin and then dispenses everything to the lower worlds, Bia. The Nukva of Zerampin receives everything from Zerampin, both upper waters and lower waters. She takes the upper waters to herself and dispenses the lower waters in Bia, to which the words, quote, and he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude, end quote, and, quote, you give it to them, they gather it, end quote, and, quote, she rises while it is still night and gives prey to her household, end quote, imply. And now we'll watch a clip telling us what it means to reach the will to bestow. Our will, we don't feel yet the collective will. We don't feel it that there is such a thing as a great collective will here. So we need to reach that feeling of the collective will. For that, we need avut, mutual guarantee, so that each one is concerned about how the others reach that collective concern. So everyone is concerned about everyone. I don't care about myself. I don't care for my own attainment of the goal and everything that'll happen to me, everything that'll be. I care for the others. As Labash explains to us, that I need to make sure that I invest and the outcome, the pay, it all reaches the friends, all goes to the friends. That's the extent to which I need to care for the others. So let's make sure that everyone is concerned about connecting to one single desire. Avut, mutual guarantee, is multifaceted. Mutual concerns on all levels, in many ways, and primarily about the collective desire. So, let's think how my friends will never forget and always be in that collective desire. If I think about the others, that'll return to me for certain and multiplied many times over than if I would just think about myself. And so I will not exit the correct thought. So we continue with the correct thought. Item 64. When the dispute awakened because of the left, a haze of fire multiplied and intensified. Darkness and the fire come out and multiply in the dispute between the two lines, right and left. Spirits were born out of the haze and promptly congealed, remaining without moisture. Commentary. Chassadim are called water. Since the spirits are born out of the fog, which comes because of the dispute of the left over the right, who is Chassadim, the spirits were therefore born in complete dryness, without any moisture of chasadim. Those spirits were male and female, and various kinds of evil harm doers were born and came out of them. Here is the intensification of the spirit of impurity in all those strong spirits, and they are the shell of the foreskin. Since the first male and female that came out and were born from the fog were not so evil, and the impurity was still not apparent in them, because they were close to holiness. Rather, the spirit of impurity had already grown in those spirits and harm doers that were born to those male and female. Those spirits grew in impurity in the fierce harm doers. One is called asp and one is called serpent. And those two kinds became one. The asp gives birth to 70 years and the serpent only 7 years. But when they join together, everything returns to the 7 years of the serpent. At that time, the asp too gives birth to 7 years, like the serpent, and they become as one species. Thus, the impurity does not exit the holiness all at once, but in a matter of cascading by degrees. They correspond to the 3 degrees, Zeranpin, Yesod, and Malchut of holiness, since the first male and female that came out of the fog of Kedusha, of holiness, no impurity was apparent in them yet, and they are the opposite of Zeranpin of Kedusha. But the offspring of those male and female, which are the asp and the serpent, are already complete harm doers. The asp corresponds to Yesod of Zeranpin, a male. His 7 sefirot are intense. Hence, he gives birth to 70 years, corresponding to the 7 sefirot included in Yesod. The serpent corresponds to Malchut, whose 7 sefirot are in units. Hence, he gives birth to 7 years, opposite the 7 sefirot included in Malchut, since the sefirot of Nukva are units, of Zeranpin are tens, and of Bina are hundreds. Finally, the asp descended to the degree of the serpent, because in the shells, the nukva overcomes the male. Thus, the asp returned to the number of, 7 years, opposite the 7 sefirot of Malchut.
And
here we conclude today's lesson, and let's meet again next time. Thank you.